Those who are politically opposed to the commander-in-chief of the Lebanese army, General Joseph Aoun, are attempting to come up with solutions for the expected vacancy in the army's leadership in the event of a prolonged presidential vacuum. To them, the ultimate aim of these solutions would be to remove Joseph Aoun from his position at any cost and eliminate all his chances at becoming the next head of state, even if that entails the fragmentation of the military institution. Military sources have asserted that, in this context, all interpretations attributed to the defense law are misplaced. In fact, there are some who deliberately fail to differentiate between field commanders and army commanders. Members of the military council cannot exercise command over the army, as the military council is an institution that is separate and independent of the army. Therefore, those within its ranks cannot wield their authority over any officer or unit within the army. These officers and units are allowed to reject any orders that are conveyed to them through this setup. The same military sources emphasize that, without a commander-in-chief, military authority reverts solely to the chief of staff, a position that is currently vacant. As a result, the actual army commander is wary of traveling since no one is vested with leadership prerogatives in his absence. These sources have requested that political authorities take immediate action to address potential leadership voids within the army. They are asking for the swift appointment of a new chief of staff or the election of a president, coupled with the formation of a new government, to handle appointments within the military and other essential matters. Military sources have firmly stated that countries backing the army, notably the United States, believe that the military institution is a red line and therefore will not allow any tampering with its cohesion or its capacity to fulfill its crucial duties. These countries consider that the army is paramount for maintaining adequate stability in Lebanon. Consequently, based on the available information, these nations are pursuing two main courses of action: first, the election of a president, and second, the extension of the army commander's tenure should the election of a president become unattainable. Some information has indicated that international stakeholders reached out to Speaker of Parliament Nadi Berri, caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati, and Minister of Defense Maurice Slim. They alerted them to the scenario of a potential vacuum in the position of Army Commander-in-Chief and warned those involved in creating this vacuum of potential accountability and sanctions. Some information stated that the purpose of the recent dinner that took place between U.S. Senior Envoy Amos Hochstein and Joseph Aoun was not about the presidency or conveying any directive on that matter. Instead, the meeting intended to impart a message of support for the Lebanese army and its leadership. The underlying premise was to emphasize the preservation of this institution's autonomy and shield it from the turbulent political conflicts that threatened to embroil it in Lebanon's ongoing crisis. Today, such a move could further undermine the country's fragile remnants of security and stability.